And so one of these responses has been done by the First Presbyterian Church of Coeur d'Alene, and it is a complete performance of the Sacred Cantata by Theodore Dubois, The Seven Last Words of Christ, which will be a YouTube performance available all day tomorrow, Good Friday, April 2nd, 2021. Let's get a taste of that performance from the second movement, or as we will refer for the rest of this discussion, from the second word of this performance that was done, and then you'll hear about it, the process, and the work itself.
Amen. Amar aha lechan. Yoma dena. Tikyu imi befardes. Amen, I say to you. This day you will be with me in paradise.
Brief taste of this production of the second word of the Seven Last Words of Christ from this production, which was done, was put together by the music forces and the people in general at First Presbyterian Church in Coeur d'Alene, and is available all day Friday by going to their website, firstpresdowntown.org. But you don't really need that, as Google will take care of it. Just find First Presbyterian Church in Coeur d'Alene. It will lead you to their website and lead you to how to do it. That's important so that people can find what Kent Kimball and I are about to talk about. Kent Kimball, the choir director at First Pres, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Vern.
And we heard a lot about you on Monday night, which was good, because and the fact that you were suddenly in this new position just as the pandemic hit, and you, as with all of us church choir directors, have had the unique challenges through here. But you and your friends at the church really rose to the challenge. There was a certain audacity, wasn't there? Maybe that's not quite the right word, but a determination to do something in spite of things for Holy Week this year by putting on this production?
There was audacity and there was childlike naivete at the same time. The obstacles in doing this were formidable. They were huge. But in the end, it worked. And the church was just strangely enthusiastic. Yeah, let's do this unanimously. We've got the money. We have the willpower. Let's do it. Very mm-hmm. surprising.
Well, and, you know, it is and it isn't. I mean, I understand when you say very surprising, but I think it does represent that all of us have this repressed desire to quit living in our little cyber shell of limitations that we've encountered for the last year, don't you think?
I do. And when I called musicians to see if this is something that interests them, I was just calling to, frankly, determine their interest and availability. To a person, they said, well, I'm very interested in doing it. Yes, and availability. Good grief, I haven't done one thing in a year. Of course I'm available. It was almost laughable.
And so you took on this project with what, about 8 or 9 or 10 musicians, something like that?
It was 9 musicians, instrumentalists, and 8 singers, 5 in the chorus, and then 3 soloists.
Yeah, so that's a bunch of people to line up, and then all of the technical issues, which we're not going to get too deep into to here, just other than taking them on and with the help of good engineers and a lot of tedious time and figuring out when does this. So then once you realized you had people available, or I guess you already had the work in mind, were there several nominees for what you would do for Holy Week, or was the Theodore Dubois, Last Words of Christ, the project in your mind?
There were no other nominees, and when I presented the idea on the first week of January to our pastor, I said, this is the work that I'm thinking of doing. It's by a French composer. It's a wonderful work. It's called The 7 Last Words of Christ by Theodore Dubois. Have you ever heard of it? And he said, yes, I know that work. Mm-hmm. In his prior church in Florida, a huge church, they did it twice while he was there. He said, I love that work. Mm-hmm. It has narration too, doesn't it? I said, yes, it does. Well, let's do it. I mean, there was no other discussion about anything else.
Yeah. And I gather it's a piece that you've lived with and grown up with in your life, too.
Well, kind of. I have sung the entire work before, so I was familiar with it. My mother was a professional organist. Organists all over the world are familiar with this piece because it's got a great organ score in it.
And it can be done simply with organ and singers.
And frankly, it usually is done just with organ and singers. But he also wrote a full orchestral score for it and then this chamber orchestra score, which we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And so give me your elevator speech of why you wanted to do this. Why do you personally love this setting of The Last Words of Christ?
There aren't a lot of things that I'm aware of that have ever been written. Haydn wrote a 7 Last Words of Christ.
Which parenthetically is going to be on the radio next Monday night since it's for the string quartet. With the Spokane String Quartet, we will have that next Monday night as in the same time slot you were in last Monday night, 7 o'clock.
I had my ear to the rail, so I was aware of that fact.
Yeah, right.
But when Haydn originally wrote it, it was with no words, just an instrumental score. And I thought, well, that's really weird. How do you communicate instrumentally these incredible few words that have come to mean so much to billions of people around the world? And so after just a few years, I think 8 or 9 years, Haydn said, I got to put this to words, and he did. We also did one about 20 years ago. We did Heinrich Schütz's 7 Last Words with words, with a great ensemble. It was almost entirely principals and associate principals from the Spokane Symphony. Magnificent work, but that was early Baroque, and this is high Romanticism, and they're just so different.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about how, and then let's go into an example maybe of the fourth word or whichever word you want to choose that will play in its entirety of how Dubois takes the text and turns it into music.
Well, he wrote it in Latin originally, so it was kind of a 2 or even a 3rd step process. A few years after he wrote it in Latin, he translated it into French, and then a few years after that, it became English. And each time, as you well know, when you take words and set them to music and rhythm and note values and so on, and then you find another language and try and communicate the same stuff in it, it's very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. So over the years, some odd phrases in English have come about and been sung through the famous G. Schirmer scores all over the world in English that kind of sort of don't make sense, at least. Mm-hmm. You know, your head is cocked to the side like the RCA Victor dog. Mm-hmm. You know, what? But they've all been cleaned up and different note values assigned. Mm-hmm. And so it really speaks to me. And this work speaks to a lot of people. You don't have much competition for something of classical greatness like this to do on Good Friday.
Mm-hmm. And so let's hear an entire movement, which you were saying that is it word for God My Father is the most famous of these?
It is. If people walk away from a concert of this or a radio broadcast, they go, oh my, that was the most heartfelt, tragic of the 8 movements in the 7 last words, and they don't forget it. And we have, you know, great fortune to have Derek Parker, the mm-hmm. bass baritone, singing it. And I think your listeners will approve.
So let's hear this. Cheryl Carney doing the cello part at the beginning. Let's hear this word 5 of the 7 last words of Christ, the production that will be available to everyone on YouTube beginning tomorrow. But here it is.
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?
And they had hate me to love till against me.
was the fourth word of the Seven Last Words of Christ by Theodore Dubois, and the performance that was done in many interesting and virtual ways that we'll talk about by the musicians of First Presbyterian Church in Coeur d'Alene, and a lot of great friends, Kent Kimball, who put it together, who conducted it, who conceived it. Talk about just the act of doing it and the vibe of the people doing it and the how the thing worked.
Well, the vibe from start to finish couldn't have been better. When you're dealing with singers and instrumentalists who more or less haven't worked in a year, and to be a part of something this important and this substantial work was, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but most of them just felt very honored to do this and thrilled to be doing it.
Nice. Yeah, it's always great doing music under that, under those conditions, even when you do have to, I assume, do all kinds of separation and all of the many things that we have to do just to safely make sure that nobody's going to regret doing the gig.
And the good news is it's been 3 weeks, really, since we rehearsed and recorded it, and nobody's gotten sick. So that is great news.
And we certainly should say Derek Parker was the bass baritone that you were just hearing, and that his wife, Heather Parker, the soprano soloist for that, and Brandon Michael, whom we heard at the beginning, who is a very notable artist, musician, artistic light in Coeur d'Alene, and actor, was the tenor at the beginning. So it's fun being surrounded by great people like that, isn't it?
It is a ball. It's kind of like musical heaven, you know. When you're working with people who just love working on something together so much that they don't even call it work, you know, it's a project. It's something we need to do, and we really enjoy doing. I have to say that when you just heard Derek Parker sing that, he was singing that with a double face mask on, as were all eight singers, every one of them. And they were specially designed. They pooch out. There's a space between the two layers, and they're very protective. But who likes singing that way? I mean, I've got my hands over my mouth. This is not how we like to sing.
Yeah. Well, it's a great irony that the chorus is the most dangerous thing in our civilization.
You know, I knew that instinctively years ago, but it's for a different reason now.
And so just a moment of the silly thing we do of speculating and hoping. What are your hopes and speculations for the next year and ways that you can start sometime getting people back together?
Well, I'm just excited to get our regular choir singing, rehearsing and singing weekly. They've not done anything for a year. And we have a big bell choir, too, 13 people and 5 full octaves. And they haven't been rehearsing or playing. And so this is kind of the bait for me. I'm just biding my time. Reminds me of a song from, what is it, Calamity Jane? I'm biding my time.
don't let them get started. Okay, keep going.
Until we can start. And, you know, when is that? People ask me, well, when are we going to start rehearsing again? I don't know. Take a pick. You know, three months, 9 months, a year, who knows?
Yeah. But at any rate, it does show that there's hope and there's great memory for things going on. So congratulations on putting this project together and doing it. Once again, I want to reiterate that all one needs to do, I like conceptual addresses. So simply Google First Presbyterian Church in Coeur d'Alene. That will get you to their website, and then it will be very clear tomorrow, Good Friday, all day, that you can at any point listen to this performance of the Last Words of Christ. How long is the whole piece?
The whole piece is about 48 minutes, but we have a little narration in there that makes it a little bit longer, but it's less than an hour.
Yeah, and it will be as a video, too. It's not just audio, correct?
It is not just audio. The fact of video is... Very, very interesting and well done by a whole lot of really good people who know video and video editing and interest, how to build interest in different cameras and how to zoom in and how to fade out and overlap. So it's a good video. It's a very good video.
So that will be all day tomorrow from First Presbyterian Church in Coeur d'Alene, Kent, Kimball. So congratulations for accomplishing this. Must feel kind of nice for you.
It feels very nice. I didn't sleep a lot for 3 months, but now that it's all done, I'm sleeping like a baby.
Wonderful. Okay. Let's go out with the movement. What should we hear?
We should hear Word 5. That's track 6. And this is pretty raucous. The other two were a little bit mild, not this one.
Okay. A little contrast here is from this work by Theodore Dubois, The Seven Last Words of Christ. And thanks again, Kent.
Tsami Anna, I thirst.
Thank you.
The fifth word of the seven last words of Christ, I thirst, from the production done by First Presbyterian Church in Coeur d'Alene. Again, it will be up as a YouTube available to everybody tomorrow all day, Good Friday, and one simply needs to go to the church website, just Google First Presbyterian Church in Coeur d'Alene, and you'll find it.